Hello and welcome to Friday on the Think Big Show, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, and I'm joined here with my husband, my success partner in life, mission accomplishment strategist, JT DeBolt. JT, welcome to Friday.
Good morning. Well, welcome to Friday. Friday, baby. Everybody loves Friday. It's so funny because I don't want to over-glamorize Friday, but I mean, you know, let's be honest. I think most people see Friday as the marking of the beginning of the weekend, the end of the week. So there's some element to that. I love Fridays, but I love Mondays too. Love Wednesdays. Any day of the week's great. I love today. And I want to start off today by saying good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you so much for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And today's Friday. We were just talking about that. For some people, you know, we're heading into the weekend. It's a time to kick back. It's a time to enjoy some well-deserved downtime. And for others, it's another opportunity to excel. And so no matter how you approach your weekend or whatever day this might be, maybe you're listening to this as a recording and it's Tuesday, but whatever you're looking at, I want you to kind of think about this. And since it's the weekend as we're talking, I want you to, as I always do is, you know, on Fridays, is to give you something to kind of chew on, something to think about over the weekend, something to ruminate on and perhaps implement it into your life, a different way of seeing your success in business and life. Today, a lot of people are going to be preparing for the weekend. And over the weekend, they're either going to go out there and lounge or they're going to, you know, go out and party and have a good time. And that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Others are going to labor, you know, others are going to leverage that extra time and they're going to advance their dreams. I think it's really important to consider this. And I was thinking about this because we've talked about this before. This is kind of a conversation we like to have sometimes around Labor Day. And I remember, you know, Labor Day is kind of like the end of summer, right? And, Max, our son, was just getting ready for football at that time. We were starting this football season. And I remember it was hot and smoky outside, and he and I were out there running routes, just doing, putting in the extra work. And he's 9 years old. Now think about what you would be doing on a weekend. Think about the time and the effort you might be putting into your dream, whether it's building a business, whether it's working on your body, working on your fitness and your health. Maybe it's working on your finances. Maybe it's rebuilding that bridge with somebody in a relationship that has maybe taken a turn for the worse. The idea is, what are you doing with your downtime? Because there's some valuable things we can do with our downtime. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I personally believe that there's power in downtime. I don't think you always have to be pushing. I don't think you always have to be grinding. I think there's a point where you could take a rest. Some people say you should take a rest, you know, a day off from working out. I have since come to realize that that's true, but there is this thing called active rest. Active rest, right? Where you're not necessarily doing 200 burpees and 200 push-ups and sit-ups and chair dips and air squats and all these things. Sometimes it's just where you go for a light bicycle ride, you know, or you go for a walk or a hike in the woods, something that doesn't necessarily burn you out, but keeps your body moving. Business is the same way. It doesn't mean you're always on the phone cranking and selling, you know, making sales or writing ad copy or doing videos. Sometimes it just means you sit back and you do a little bit of study. You look back and maybe look at what's working and what's not working so well. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what it means to either lounge or labor and the decision to either take complete time off or maybe to have that active rest.
Yeah, and sometimes it's about catching up. So on the weekends, as you know, JT, I still get up at 5 a.m. Maybe sometimes I'll hit the snooze and wake up 5:15. At 6, but it's still way before the kids even wake up. Mm-hmm. So I get that time to really to reflect on the week that was prior and also look forward. And I really like to catch up on maybe some of the things that I didn't get accomplished during the week. So I actually take Saturday and Sunday, and I use those mornings to really catch up and to do the things that I need to do to continue to move our business forward.
And I want to emphasize this. As you're listening to this today, think about in your own business and life what it is that you need to reflect on. You know, this is the weekend coming up, and perhaps this is a family time, and that's important. I mean, we've got things lined up this week for the family as well. but also consider kind of what this can, how you can maximize this for your own mission that you're working on. First and foremost is make the decision whether you're going to do or do something. Do or do not, as Yoda once said. Do or do not. There is no kind of in between there. So don't labor wishing that you were lounging, right? In other words, don't work wishing you were taking time off and doing, you know, going out there with your friends or going out with your family. And on the other side, don't lay around and don't lounge, but be stressed out about the stuff you could be doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love that. It really harkens back to being present in the moment. Because when you're thinking about working and you're with your family, then you feel guilty. When you're working and you're thinking about your family, then you feel guilty. And I know what you think about the feeling of guilt.
It's a completely useless, worthless emotion, but it's there. It happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And how you get over that is by embracing the fact that you have made a choice to work and have made a choice to be with your family or have made a choice to lounge and to rest. So be present in the moment and really embrace that.
So our challenge to you for this weekend is to figure out the things that you want to do this weekend. You know, we've got some cool things coming up this weekend for our family. And so those are scheduled. We have those planned. Those are non-negotiables. We're doing those. And then take some time, carve out some time, whether it's on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day, Friday, even today, and decide that those are the days where you're going to work on your mission. And it doesn't have to be an all-day thing. In fact, that kind of brings me to the next point is it's a sprint, not a jog, right? So what does that mean? Now, Mia, you're big on this, and I know that, you know, when we start talking more about productivity, we'll definitely get into this. But let's talk about the sprint versus jog.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sprinting is so important. You can do it through the day. You can do it through the week. Really, it's about maximizing your time. So by maximizing your time, you have to be so focused on what the task that you want to accomplish and not get, you know, if it's run a Facebook ad, you don't go on Facebook and then start perusing through your
your feed.
I mean, it's ridiculous how many times I've done that and caught myself and just absolutely like refocused. And so it really is about not having that mentality of, you know, okay, this is what I want to accomplish, and jogging through your tasks. It's about sprinting, really laser focusing on what it is you want to accomplish and then beehiving it right to the actions that will get you to accomplish that mission.
And what I love about what you're saying is it's so true. It's very easy, especially on the weekend when you're like, oh man, you know, this is my downtime, where you all of a sudden find yourself 2 hours into a Facebook perusal, right?
That's so easy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really easy to do that. So what we're talking about here is, you know, do those short, intense sprints, the short, intense, concentrated pockets of work. And remember this, nobody in the world is going to throw you a party or a ticker tape parade for most hours worked. No, nobody cares. Those days are gone. All right. The whole idea of, oh, who can work the most hours and who can outwork each other. I know that's still very popular over in corporate, and that's fine. If you're in corporate and if you want to die for that, fine, go for it. But personally, what will get celebrated, they're not going to throw you a party for how many hours you work. What will get celebrated is the quality of the work you do, because that's what will bring the results.
That's right. It really is about quality, and it's about that task that you accomplished being part of a bigger vision that you're going to accomplish. So, you know, like the hours don't matter. They really don't. It really, entrepreneurialism is about being that self-starter that we talked about yesterday. It really is about focusing in on the tasks at hand and accomplishing one step at a time.
And to me, what you're talking about is something that's important. It's about doing it for the right reasons, right? It's about leverage. It's about progress. That's what you're hopefully, if you're doing work over the weekend, if you've decided, hey, I'm going to do some work, do it because it's an opportunity to get back on track. Do it because it's an opportunity to get ahead. Do it because it's the iron's hot and you're going to strike. But don't do it because you're trying to show people that you work hard. And the flip side is true. The flip side is true for taking time off. You know, don't take the time off with your family to be the good guy or the good gal. Take the time off because you love them and you want to be with them and you want to enjoy them. Like you were talking about, being present. And that's where the real joy from this comes. I mean, when we talk about love the labor, you know, or enjoy the process, that's the part that is, that's so important. If we do it for the right reasons, then it's not work in the truest sense of the word. It's a labor of love. You know, it's something where we're like, yeah, I'm grinding on this. I mean, we've got family members that are like, you really, you know, you're working on Thanksgiving or you're working on a certain day. And the answer is, yeah.
Yep.
Not because we're frightened and we're scared and we're like coming from a place of anxiety, like, I got to work. We're doing it because we love it and because, hey, the work needs to get done. And if it doesn't get done by me, it's not going to get done by anybody, right?
And the time that we do take off is so much better. We're so yeah. much less stressed. We're so much more focused on our family and the things that are right there. And we're not living in regret or stress.
Absolutely. And here's the other part to that is do the stuff, make it count. All right. Make it count. Meaning do the hard stuff. Do the stuff that terrifies, the stuff maybe that you've been procrastinating on. Do it now. Do it this weekend. Do it in the time when you're thinking to yourself, well, I got this pocket of time. I mean, why not flip the camera on and go on the Facebook Live if that's what terrifies you? I mean, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, why not set up that appointment with that big client? And you're saying to yourself, but JT, it's the weekend. They're not checking their email. Exactly. Maybe you send the email this weekend so it's the first thing they see when they come into work on Monday. The point is you do this, like, make it count. And again, on the flip side, if you're going to take the time off, if you're going to have the leisure time, make sure that it's, you know, that you make it count. Make it, you know, be present. Enjoy yourself. Actually relax. Turn the damn cell phone off. Close the web browser and really enjoy the movie. Enjoy the ball game. Enjoy the picnic. Whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah, it could just be that you deserve to have a weekend off, you know, that you just turn off all of the electronics and you go out into nature with the people that you love and you enjoy the day by just being present with them.
Absolutely. And finally, unplug at some point. I mean, just literally unplug. And you owe this as much to your brain. You owe it as much to your family as you owe it to anybody or anything else. Don't shop around every single sale. Don't read every single email. Don't, you know, spend your whole day perusing everything. It's not about catching every single detail that slipped through the cracks. Remember that. Spend some time with those people you love. You know, invest some time in refining your vision and thinking about your dreams and thinking about your goals and asking yourself, you know, am I doing the work that really matters? Am I doing the work that really counts? That's what's important. And take a nap. Who yes. cares?
Like, you're catch not gonna... up on your sleep.
I mean, for crying out loud, this weekend, if no other time, give yourself that opportunity. And it does. It's a decision, you know, comes down to whether I'm going to lounge or am I going to labor. But if you're going to do one or the other, do it. Come from a place where you know, make that decision, either do it or don't. But don't be that person wishing that you were taking time off when you're working. And don't be that person that wishes he was working or she was working when you're taking the time off. Like, do it, commit to it, and make sure you follow through. And remember, it's a sprint. It's not a jog. So don't just kind of lounge through things. Don't just kind of sleepwalk through it. Sprint. Give some concerted effort. Do the Pomodoro technique. I teach this in Flight School to Success. That's where you set a timer, you pick one task and one task only, and you go to work on it for a set time, maybe 30 minutes. And then you take a 10-minute break, and that 10-minute break is completely disconnected from what you were doing. And then you get back at it, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do that for, listen, you could be effective in three of those little bursts, three 20 or 30-minute bursts. You can get more done in that one time than you might have gotten done all week. So sprint and don't jog. Next is do it for the right reasons, right? This isn't about accolades. This isn't about, you know, people telling you, patting you on the back. It's about leverage. It's about forward progress. Or it's about refresh, recharge, and get yourself back in the game. Make it count, though. Do the hard stuff. Do the terrifying stuff. The stuff that really matters. The stuff that maybe you've been procrastinating on. And do the stuff that really counts. The stuff that moves the needle. Especially if it's time with your family or time with loved ones. But whatever you do, at some point, make sure that you unplug and take some you time. You deserve it. You've earned it. You've been working hard. And even if you say to yourself, yeah, it hasn't been my most effective week, give yourself that, even if it's a 30-minute vacation of a nap, whatever that means to you, do take that time to unplug. And like Mia was talking about, take a look at the week that was and review it. take a look at the week that's coming up. When you do that, especially over the weekend, you come from a place of being a little bit more relaxed, not so under pressure, not so under the gun, and it allows you to be much more creative and much more forward thinking.
This call is a wrap. Thank you for joining us for the Think Big Show. Go and share your greatness with the world now, my friends, because now is all you have. Have a great weekend. Go and get our free 10-day bootcamp at thethinkbignetwork.com, where you can learn how to get more leads and make more money by attracting the right customers to your business through social media.
Have an amazing weekend, my friends. Go out and do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love being around. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, and ready to kick ass, and we'll be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.